chairmanships and committee positions. And, you know, I think that's probably where he's going to go, is to run for re-election. His district is going to become more competitive, I think, once they're redrawn. The lines are redrawn after the census numbers are finalized. I think his district's going to become more competitive, and I think it's going to take somebody strong like Mark running for re-election to hold that seat, or to have the best chance of holding the seat. And I think he's given an indication that he sees that as well. So good luck. I know you're going to ask him what he's going to do, and good luck getting it out of him, Kevin. You're going to need all your skill and your talent to do it. But I think we're just going to, Mark is going to wait, and Mark's going to make his decision and his announcement on Mark's schedule, not anyone else's.
In our final couple of minutes, though, I want to run through, if you can, the field right now to unseat Steve Sisolak. Can you go through just a couple of maybe the top three that have already announced?
Well, if Mark Amadei, Congressman Amadei, does not get into the race right now, you're looking at a field of two. I mean, it's going to be either Clark County Sheriff Joe Lombardo or North Las Vegas Mayor John Lee. There's probably a half a dozen other candidates that have announced that they're running for governor. I wish they would run for something else, that they'd have a better chance to win and actually get into office. They're not bad people. They're just picking the wrong race at the wrong time based on their experience levels. You just can't start right at the top. Folks keep saying, well, Donald Trump was elected president and he had no political experience. Well, you're not Donald Trump. Donald Trump was very unique and different, and you know, they just aren't Donald Trump. So, I think it's at this point, and it could change, we all know that, but at this point it really is a choice between Joe Lombardo and John Lee for the Republican side to go up against Steve Sisolak, and I'll take either one of them any day ending in Y over Steve Sisolak in the general election.
And is there any place at all for Dean Heller in whether it's governor or senator or whatever post he would seek? The word is that he's been out dialing for dollars, fundraising, and I'm just wondering, does he have a future?
Well, and the word that I'm getting is that he's dialing for dollars and he's getting politely hung up on or doors slammed in his face. There is no political future for Dean Heller running for governor. I'm sorry, but he was a never-Trumper, and everybody knows it. And even though he tried to make amends later on, no one ever bought it. It cost us a U.S. Senate seat, and there just isn't a future for Dean Heller running for governor in 2022. Sorry to break it to him, but he should just stick to retirement and bale some hay up on his farm in Smith Valley.
As you know, I love Muth's Truths, and a lot of people I know love Muth's Truths. If somebody out there would like to get on the bandwagon, how do they get it?
They can just go to freenewsletterfromchuck.com, freenewsletterfromchuck.com. Just enter your email address. We'll put you on the list, and you'll get it.
That sounds great. Always good, Chuck. We'll do it again next week, my friend.
My pleasure, Kevin. You have a great one.
There you go. Chuck Muth, the president of Citizen Outreach. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Well, at 3:31, the traffic cams are up and running, and you're looking at bumper-to-bumper conditions on Interstate 15 southbound at Sahara. Also, some slow flows on the north side, 15 north at Flamingo, north 15 at Hacienda. Do expect some delays on the downtown freeways as those lane restrictions turn four lanes into two. 515 eastbound at Main, that slowing begins on US 95 eastbound at Rancho as you work your way over to the 515. 515 westbound at Eastern, you're averaging about 45 miles per hour through there. And we're also getting some bunching on the Southern Beltway right now. That's 215 southbound at Warm Springs.
AutomotiveMap.com presents the Sports Flash powered by the Score app on the new 670 AM Talk You Can Trust. Olympics update. American Sydney McLaughlin broke her world record to win the 400-meter hurdles. She finished in 51.46 seconds, coming from behind over the last 100 meters to edge out Delilah Muhammad. McLaughlin had broken the record earlier this summer at the Olympic trials. The Astros were met with a chorus of boos in their return to Dodgers Stadium, but had the last laugh, shutting down the L.A. hitters and using a Yordan Alvarez two-run homer in the eighth to win Game 1 3-0. Angels, meanwhile, beat the Rangers 11-3 and the Padres over the A's 8-1 Tuesday. Raiders GM Mike Mayock remains in isolation, having tested positive for COVID-19. He's working from home. He's been vaccinated and says his symptoms could have been worse, and he now, quote, feels good. Download the Score app today. The Score app is free and one of the most popular sports apps in North America. I'm Trey Westerberg with the Sports Flash, powered by the Score app on the new 670 AM Talk You Can Trust.
Staples Connect has everything for back to school at amazing prices. Right now, Crayola 12-count colored pencil bonus packs, 10+2 Crayola marker bonus packs, and Staples pencil boxes are just 97 cents each. See, your student won't just be ready for school. There'll be tons of drawings to hang on the fridge ready.
We're going to need a bigger refrigerator.
Visit your local Staples store or staples.com/back to school today and get more than ready for school with amazing prices for everything on your list. Ends 9/18, limit 30, prices may vary online.
All right, we've got lucky caller number 4, Marcus, on the line. If he answers this question, he wins a new car.
Let's do this.
Okay, for a new car, name the only actor to appear in...
And now a message from our sponsor.
With 24/7 support and quick and easy claims, Progressive protects what matters most. Progressive.
Films all in the same year.
Wait, sorry, I didn't hear the question.
3 seconds, Marcus.
Yeah, no, but there was an ad in the middle.
You didn't answer.
But I didn't hear anything.
Marcus, you dropped it in the dirt.
Progressive. There's never a bad time for great protection. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliate.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Happy to talk about someone I've known and respected for quite a while, Mark Hutchison. Mark most recently served as our state's lieutenant governor, and now he's back full-time at his law firm, Hutchison & Steffen. One of the ways he and his partners help businesses is when they face a dispute with the government. Sometimes clients are caught up in a blizzard of regulations, rules, or procedures of a particular government body, federal, state, county, even city. Sometimes they must appear at hearings or attempt to negotiate a resolution or even fight a decision in court. No matter the problem or the need, if your business becomes entangled with government, you need the skills of the lawyers at Hutchison & Steffen. They'll help you resolve your dispute with the government so you can focus on what you do best, taking care of business. Call 702-385-2500. That's 702-385-2500. Or visit hutchlegal.com. Get the help you need and get out of the government maze. Hutchison and Steffen, your go-to law firm for administrative and regulatory law matters.
Big name guests, the news of the day, mixed in with a diversity of opinions. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I'm going to ask Congressman Mark Amaday from CD2 about not only his political future, but also the Delta variant. And I tell you what, if you watch, you know, CNN and MSNBC, you would swear to God we are losing this war over the coronavirus. Yeah. And of course, they want to blame Governor DeSantis and Governor Abbott from Florida and Texas, respectively. But I'm not sure that they have anything to do with this. And Sean Hannity, I thought did a great job last night. I don't know if you caught this. Talking about this new New York City vaccine mandate, and in particular the impact that it has on minorities. Listen to this.
There is a New York statistics that show only 33% of African Americans in New York City are vaccinated, a low rate. Now, this means that under Comrade de Blasio's rules, that would mean 66%, fully two-thirds of African Americans will be barred from restaurants, from concerts, from venues where you have ball games, from gyms, movie theaters, all in New York City. This will now negatively and quite disproportionately impact minorities in New York City. And by the way, what about medical exemptions? In other words, maybe your doctor says you shouldn't get the shot, shouldn't get the vaccine because of this rare condition or that rare condition. What about the Cleveland Clinic and following their science? Highly respected medical institution. They said if you have COVID, you don't need any vaccine. And never mind medical privacy, your medical privacy, never mind your doctor-patient confidentiality. Anyone who is vaccinated is allowed to attend indoor activities. Well, they'll now soon have to share their personal medical documents with employees at every restaurant, every bar, every sporting event, every concert, and other random strangers all across New York City. And sadly, New York's vaccine passports is just one of the draconian measures that are now being implemented now nationwide. Vaccine mandates are now in effect for government workers in New York and California. Indoor mask mandates has just been reinstated in the sanctuary city of San Francisco and Los Angeles and Washington, D.C., and dozens of other cities. A mask mandate for the military has also been reinstated. They're considering mandatory vaccinations for the military. Federal officials also calling on children as young as 3 years old to wear masks at all times in school. That might be task impossible. Colorado, they're now ordering children to stay 6 feet apart from one another and practice social distancing at all times. There are also new vaccine mandates, new testing requirements for all federal contractors. And get this, on CNN Fake News Today, the NIH director actually instructed parents, hey, you better be wearing masks around your children in your home. Take a look.
The recommendations are for kids under 12 that they avoid being in places where they might get infected, which means recommendations of mask wearing in schools, and that at home, parents of unvaccinated kids should be thoughtful about this, and the recommendation is to wear masks there as well.
Let me just follow up on that.
I know
that,
that's though. Uncomfortable. I know it seems weird, but it is the best way to protect your kids.
Now, the NIH director did try later to backtrack right after that interview because of the backlash, but who knows what he really believes at this point. The so-called experts in our federal government, they seem to have different messages on masks and treatments and vaccines every day, a new protocol. How is that not confusing? And they're asking where vaccine hesitancy comes from. That would be from them, from Joe Biden on down.
Yeah, Sean Hannity last night, nailing it as he does so often. This hour of Live and Local brought to you by Labor's Union Local 872. They stand together with our community in solidarity. Labor's Union Local 872, Vegas strong, union proud. When we come back, a medical professional, in fact, the former Surgeon General, weighs in on the vaccines and essentially throws former President Trump under the bus. To a certain degree. We'll let you be the judge. We'll do that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
You can listen to your radio again on the weekend. On Sunday, you can enjoy The Jesus Christ Show, Gun Talk, Front Lines of Freedom, and Hillary Kramer's Millionaire Maker. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
It's finally happened. We're finally free. Hey, Kevin Wall here, and my friends at Ichabod's Lounge are at 100% capacity with the same old Vegas atmosphere customers have come to expect for more than three decades. Ichabod's, even after a pandemic, it's still one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers and now super serving mask-free. Ichabod's Lounge features an incredible menu, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And at Ichabod's Lounge, their kitchen is open 24/7 for you late-night foodies. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar. I just love it. You want to win? You want to celebrate our freedom? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
The truth? You can't handle the truth. Most lenders are charging thousands in points and fees when refinancing or purchasing a home. It's true. Low rates sound great until you see what they're actually charging you. Now, here's a truth you can handle. SignOnTheLine.com is offering a 15-year fixed at just 1.75% rate, 2.140% APR with absolutely no points and fees. Zero. Zilch. Nada. Yes, it's true. A 15-year fixed at just 1.75% rate, 2.140% APR with no points and no title, escrow, or appraisal fees. Save thousands, even tens of thousands, by calling SignOnTheLine.com at 800-574-9733. 800-574-9733. 800-574-9733. Or visit SignOnTheLine.com. SignOnTheLine, Inc. is an equal housing lender in Nevada. Terms and conditions apply based on a loan amount of $400,000 monthly principal and interest payments. Primary residence only with a 50% loan to value. All loans subject to underwriting approval and not all applicants will qualify. NMLS number 1626699.
A union we can count on. A union with a legacy known for hard work and getting things done. We're the ones who built this city with pride. Our members are our family, and their well-being is our number one priority. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
There's a reason approved certified pre-owned Jaguars enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Jaguars. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. With the 100,000-mile approved certified warranty, pre-owned Jaguars still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on many more exhilarating drives. Come find yours today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
The legislative session was a predictable mess for those of us who believe in free markets, limited and accountable governments, and individual liberty. However, understanding which lawmakers voted for what bills, well, that's just the beginning of being able to hold our elected officials accountable for their actions. What took place in Carson City during the session goes far beyond just the votes that they cast. Nevada Policy's Legislative Report Card is your complete guide to what happened behind the scenes of Nevada's 81st legislative session. Not only is each lawmaker graded on their actions in key policy areas, but we break down exactly how the process unfolded throughout the session. That includes the backroom deals, the trade-offs, and the political nonsense behind every key piece of legislation. Go to nevadapolicy.org/report card and sign up to be the first to receive our 2021 legislative report card when it comes out this summer. That's nevadapolicy.org/report card. This Nevada Policy Update has been brought to you in partnership with the Nevada Trucking Association.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new address. Live and Local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour of Live and Local brought to you by Las Vegas Cyclery, featuring kids' bikes, affordable hybrids, mountain bikes, and a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, the electric bikes. Check them out at LasVegasCyclery.com. That's LasVegasCyclery.com. I promised I would let you hear from a medical expert, Dr. Jerome Adams. He's the former Surgeon General under Donald Trump, and kind of threw the boss under the bus a little bit. Why didn't Trump promote the vaccines? This was with Chris Cuomo last night on CNN.
Trump did get vaccinated, but he did so in secret. If you'll remember, it happened in January. He didn't announce it until months later. And he never sold the vaccine up until this day like he has anything else. Why not? Now, think about how many lives could have been saved if Trump made the vaccine as much of a symbol of support for him as his hats. But another key development would also be sending the message that the vax is something to take. Over 50% of people who haven't been vaccinated say that the FDA approving the vaccine would make a difference. The New York Times reports tonight it could be coming by early next month, approval for Pfizer. Let's take that to a better mind. Trump's former Surgeon General Jerome Adams back with us on Primetime. Doctor, good to see you.
Good to see you, Chris.
Now, here's my problem. Well, Biden said fully approved vaccine by the fall, so this is actually faster. No, not really. They've known how important FDA approval is for many months. And they've had so much data. They started off with 40,000 plus test cases before it went to over 100, 200 million people in this country. What do you think of the idea that it's still not going to be approved until next month?
Well, I was really glad to hear that they're now putting a focus on getting the bureaucracy out of the way. Folks need to understand the FDA is a big agency, and they're having to pull people from other jobs to focus on this. But the problem, Chris, is that at the rate they're going, it might be a moot point by the time they actually get it licensed, because you could have variants generated that then now escape the vaccines. And so we're really seeing hospitalizations go up, lives, quite frankly, being lost because of this delay. And we need to get this vaccine licensed appropriately. But again, as you mentioned, we have the safety and efficacy data. We need to get it licensed as quickly as possible, not just for hesitancy's sake, but I've talked with you about this before, because it will allow companies the legal cover to then mandate these vaccines. Even the U.S. military has said that they will not mandate this vaccine until it's fully licensed.
Well, okay, that's all well and good. But the fact is, it's not going to help, and you correct me if I'm wrong, it's not going to help when it comes to the hesitancy issue. I don't know of a lot of people that say, oh, as soon as it's approved by the FDA, fully approved, I'll be right there getting jabbed. I don't know a lot of people like that. I do know somebody that's been on vacation. Gentleman Jim Dallas is back with us today after a week away. And tell us where you went and what you did.
Well, I went to visit my family back in Ohio, a community, 15,000 people. It's between Columbus and Dayton, fairly central in the state of Ohio. And the first thing I noticed when we pulled into town was the price of gas.
Ooh.
$3.08. That was where we were, shortly after Biden took over. Remember, it was about 270 or so.
Yeah.
When Trump was president, and down the road, it turned into where it is now. I just paid $4.13 when I got back here. So we are paying at least 25% more than they are in the Midwest right now. And I just wonder where it's going to stop with the with the price of gas. I talked to a person from California in the hallway here at the radio station. $4.55 is about the best you're going to find. But it's going to be $5, apparently.
Well, and by the way, going into a midterm election with gas prices in the fours and the fives, that is a recipe for losing your majority in both houses.
And that's well earned, I would say. But no, we had a good time. We played some outdoor games, miniature golf, croquet, lawn dice. We were outside because I got to tell you, Kevin, it was like 78 degrees back there, and for the Midwest, it was fairly low humidity. It was great. Loved it.
Oh, that's good. No, that's dynamite. By the way, are they masking up back there?
No. No, in the state of Ohio, it's not a requirement, and I didn't see anybody with a mask on, to be honest with you.
Wow.
You look around. Of course, when I got on the plane, well, actually, when I entered the federal building, the airport, John Glenn Airport, they just renamed it. And
did they really?
Yeah, they just renamed it John Glenn. Maybe that's where our local people here said, hey, let's honor Harry Reid, because we know that McCarran Airport is going to flip to Harry Reid in, the next couple of years or so?
Maybe even sooner, believe it or not. Well, hey, all I know is it's good to have you back. And we missed you. Mark Thomas filled in ably for you, but it ain't the same.
I appreciate that. Good to be back.
No, that's Gentleman Jim Dallas. When you call in, you will talk to him first. And of course, you can always reach me at 844 number 2 Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. And when you do call in, tell Gentleman Jim we missed him. Yeah. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. Don't forget top of the hour, Mark Amadei, and top of the next hour, 5 o'clock hour, Mike Huckabee, former governor of Arkansas and a good friend of the program. He's been on a couple of times, and he always seems to have fun, and he always asks to come back on. And that's what happened here. that they wanted to come on. I said, well, then that's great. Anyway, stay where you are. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
Blend of breaking news, interesting views, and informative interviews. The Jim Bohannon Show, weeknights from 7 to 10 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than three decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident, or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
This is Your Money Minute. I'm Steve Siddall. The market continues to show its volatility, both up and down, often in the same day. How does this affect our retirement plan? Well, joining me today with some insight is America's wealth coach and best-selling author, Coach Pete DeRuta. Coach, what do we need to know?
Steve, one of the things we need to focus on is a word called repetition. That means over and over again, the same thing. Well, when you get a retirement, wouldn't it be great to get an income over and over again, the same thing or more every single year all the way through
Sign
your retirement?
Me up.
Well, that's income planning. And that takes a lot of the worry out of the retirement world. And a lot of folks are asking me questions, well, Coach, what are we going to do? The market's up, the market's down. What about Bitcoin? What about gold? What about silver? What about your retirement? Now, gold, silver, Bitcoin, just like stocks, you buy them and you hold them, and then you have to decide when to liquidate and sell. And once you're out, you're out. Wouldn't it be great to have, though, an income plan that once you're in, you're always in? You're always going to get that stream of income. It's called income planning, Steve, and it's a whole different designation in the financial world. As a fiduciary planner, I went and received, Steve, after three classes, something called a Retirement Income Certified Professional, RICP, and it was three intensive exams as well. But now I'm certified to offer total income plans. And folks, if you're worried about retirement, let's take that worry away. Let's take money you've already put aside, and let's get you that guaranteed lifetime income plan that you deserve. Steve, the next 20 people call, they'll get their very own total retirement plan that has lifetime income. I'm also going to give a three-book set of three of the books I've written. I've got a box set on retirement income as well. The next 20 people will get that at no cost or obligation. It's a $1,000 value.
That's a fantastic offer, Coach. Folks, don't miss out on this one. Give us a call, 888-702-6932. 888-702-6932. You can also text the word VEGAS to 600-700. Text VEGAS, V-E-G-A-S, to 600-700.
Investment advisory services offered through Capital Financial Advisory Group, a Nevada registered financial advisor.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Congressman Mark Amadei will join us in just a couple of minutes. Looking forward to that. I don't know about you, but I've been chortling when my stomach's not retching, because this whole Andrew Cuomo thing just makes me sick. It's funny in a sense that he is trying to convince the world that he's innocent. I didn't do any of that. And you've got 11 women that are saying, no, he did that. And he did it repeatedly. And he did it to me, and he did it to the other 10 girls. And that, to me, is insidious. The smartest legal eagle that I know out there, of all the national talking heads, is Professor Jonathan Turley from George Washington University. This was his reaction to the Andrew Cuomo video that was produced and played after the release of the investigation. Let's go to cut one. This is Professor Jonathan Turley yesterday.
Jonathan, let's talk now about the other side of this, not political, but the legal implications.
Well, what's fascinating to me is he may have locked himself into a defense at trial because some of these statements could be admissible for purposes of impeachment or rebuttal. He's responding to an official report. He's explaining his conduct specifically with regard to people like Bennett. And it will not play well. This idea that I'm old and a little bit gropey is not something that the jury is going to take well. But the other interesting aspect is that the opposing counsel could juxtapose the statement. He actually comes out and says that he was trying to engage in a type of therapeutic conversation with Bennett because she is a